Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And at this time, we're going to have opening prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We are going to go into a word of prayer as we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for another day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Your goodness, your mercy. Thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, O Lord, for a chance to communicate with you. We pray
that you
look upon us today. Send your word and send your anointing. Have your way and let your will be done. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch while we're praying, while we're waiting on you. We realize we can do nothing without you. We realize that we are nothing without you, Lord. We are depending on you, Lord, for our every move. Oh, my God, we need you to lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Bless us, oh, Lord, in our endeavor to do the will of God. Help us, Jesus. Guide our footsteps, oh, Lord. Direct our path, Lord. We are depending on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, Lord.
Oh, my God, we pray
that you come in the room. Pour out of thy spirit. Send thine anointing. Encourage your people. Help your people today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will save a soul. Help somebody to give their life to you before it's too late. Help us today, Lord. Help us to draw nigh unto you. Help us to get a closer walk with you. We want to be pleasing in your sight. We want to be found worthy, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on us. I pray that you have mercy, oh, Lord, that you forgive us, oh, Lord, of all wrongdoing. Help us to be found in thy word, not having spot nor wrinkle. Help us, Jesus. We want to be pleasing in your sight. Oh, my God, we want to be worthy, oh, Lord. Make us worthy, Jesus. Help us today, Lord. We know you're able. We're depending on you. Help us to go through, oh, Lord. Help us to bless thy name today, for thou art worthy of all praise, Lord. Help us to lift you up. Teach us to rejoice in thee. Help us, Jesus.
Bless us today, Lord.
Help us to keep our mind stayed on you. Watching unto prayer. Help today, Lord. Look on the souls, Jesus. Everyone that is listed on the prayer list, we pray that you touch them one by one, name by name. Grant their petitions. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Have mercy today, Lord. Heal the cancer, the diabetes, the heart disease, in the name of Jesus. We know thou art a deliverer. We believe your word today, Lord.
Come on those who are blind.
Have mercy, Lord. We know you're able to open up the blinded eyes.
You're able, Jesus.
Come on those, oh Lord, that are dealing with the kidney situations. You know how to fix it, oh Lord. You know how to heal, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Look on those who are dealing with the COVID. Heal their bodies, Lord. Have mercy upon them, Jesus.
Save their souls, oh Lord.
Those, oh Lord, that are dealing with bronchitis, pneumonia. Oh, my God, the fluid overtaking their bodies. Touch right now, Lord.
Touch the fluid out, Lord.
We know you're a deliverer. We know you can do it today. Thou art a miracle worker. Move, Jesus, today by your spirit.
Today, Lord.
Let your will be done, Lord.
Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
We know you're able. We thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank
we
you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
we
you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you.
Your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let
thank
the
you, Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
thank you,
to Jesus. Thy name, Jesus. Continue to bless your people. Continue
yes,
to have
Jesus.
Your way. And let
hallelujah,
your will
Lord.
Be done. And we
yes,
will
Lord.
Give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In
yes,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for this prayer, oh
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
We
thank
you
Lord.
For what you're doing. We pray
yes,
that
Lord.
You continue to bless us. And we will
thank
glorify
you,
thy name. This prayer
yes,
we pray, oh Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
this
you,
part
Jesus.
Of this service is into the hands of Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer. Thank God for his touch. We know that God is a prayer answering God. And we just want to welcome
Amen.
All of you who are tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we just thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor
yes.
at Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and the pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is from our headquarters church in Camden, New Jersey, and who led that beautiful prayer. We also have, I'm not mistaken, we have Sister Myrtle Huff, amen, and she'll be singing a little later, amen, praise the Lord, coming from Deliverance Temple in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, under the leadership of Pastor Elder Gary Calloway and Elder Evangelist Linda Calloway. So our opening scripture is taken from the 130th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 130th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Thank God for the ring of his word, the 130th number of Psalm, the first of the eighth verses throughout its entirety. And I just want to give some announcements. And if anyone would like a copy of the show tonight or any show that has gone forth on the broadcast, you can tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School. You may also email us at PrayerWorks Ministry, the number 100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School, and one is O and E. Add it to our prayer list. We want to remember Evangelist Annette Bradley and family. She lost her mother, so please keep her in your prayers as well as her family. And we want to pray for Stephen Allen Sr., who is currently in the hospital, we believe Cooper Hospital. Amen.
And we want to remember Titus Edmonds Sr., Romanita Cruz, Logan, Lazar Dumas, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Alicia Smith, Will Mill, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, Angel Estetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Larnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Elder Otis Smith, Gregory Smith, Miss China, all of the bereaved family, all those who are currently requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreast Ministry of Hope is on the Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff and Sister Christine Watson host of the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. via teleconference, where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. If you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go to the website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. You can also leave your name or someone else's name for your petition in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you'd like to send a postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You may also call our guest line if you have a special testimony you'd like to tell, if you want to leave an encouraging word, if you want to have remarks after the word in your minister or an evangelist or clergy. You can call 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask if Missionary Myrtle Huff would please give us, render us a selection. I turn it into Missionary Myrtle Huff.
All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. He touched and he healed a lame man. I already fed 5,000 souls. He touched and healed a blind man who said, I once was blind, but now I see. There was a poor sick woman. They tell me she had Yeshua blood. She said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know I would be made whole. Touch me, Jesus. I don't mind if you touch me, Lord. It's alright, it's alright. Touch me. Just touch me of love. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. If in your life you're having problems and everything is going wrong, you just call on the name of Jesus and everything will work out all right. Jesus, I don't mind if you touch me, Lord. Touch me, Jesus. Just touch me with your hand of love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through. Missionary Myrtle Huff saying, all I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. And Lord knows the world needs a touch from Jesus.
Thank
if you're blind, he can help you to see. If you're sick, he can make you whole. All I need
yes.
is a touch. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Glory
thank
to God.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord
you.
Jesus. Sometimes that's Lord. All we need is just one touch from the Lord. We
yes.
seek
yes.
this one. We seek that one sometimes. But what we need is a touch from the Lord. I thank God for that. So next
yes.
coming through Missionary Myrtle Huff, I enjoy her singing anyway. The Lord has anointed her voice, and I thank
yes.
God for her and her willingness. And at this time, amen, praise the Lord, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer, the scripture, and that beautiful selection. I can say of a truth, my soul
yes.
is blessed. I give honor to God.
Yes.
I give honor to whom honor
Amen.
Is due. I thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. I feel
yes.
like praising God and oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
all I need is a touch.
Yes, Lord.
One
thank
touch
you, Jesus.
From you,
one
Lord.
One touch. Yes.
Glory to God. That will take care of mm-hmm. everything. Just one touch.
Yes.
Oh, I really enjoyed that selection. I thank God yes. for sending his anointing. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Soul is stirred up. And even concerning
yes.
the word of God, how God is such a forgiving God. Just thinking about the
yes.
fact that if God, just perhaps if God were to mark our iniquities, none of us
mm-hmm.
would be able
yes,
to stand.
Lord.
Oh, but what
Amen.
A blessed God we serve who is willing
Amen.
To take away all of our sins,
yes, Lord,
cast
Jesus.
Them away, hallelujah, never to be remembered anymore. All I need
Amen.
Is one touch from Jesus.
All I need.
Oh,
just
praise be to God. And that will take care of everything, spiritually, naturally, financially, emotionally.
Yes.
Just
yes.
one touch. Glory be to God.
Just one touch.
I thank God. I'm enjoying Jesus on this afternoon. Praise be to God. And we thank God for everything that's been said and done thus far. Thank God for everyone willing to help us in this ministry. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we're going to have
Thank
on this
Lord.
Afternoon a guest speaker who is actually our host, Evangelist Maybell Edmond. We're going to have her message coming forth on this afternoon.
Yes.
So we want you to prepare your heart and your mind to hear the word of God. Amen. And at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybell Edmond from a message that was pre-recorded
So I'm going to encourage you to just listen very carefully, because this message is a message of the time. This is a very timely message, and it is the Lord speaking to us. So at this time, I'm going to bring forth the word of God through Evangelist May as already recorded. God bless.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone out in Radio Land, everyone that is on the line tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will have your way, that you will send your word, send your anointing, that you will touch and bless some soul. Oh, my God, that you will save, that you will help somebody to give up their sins and turn their life over to you. We know thou art able. We know you have the power. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank the Lord thus far for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Now, let us go to the word of God. First, we want to go to Ezekiel and Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and begin with verse 1. We have quite a few scriptures here, and hopefully we'll be able to get to as many of them as we can or as the Lord leads. But we're going to begin reading here in Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, to the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ye eat the fat. Ye clothe you with wool. Ye kill them that are fed. But ye feed not the flock. My title tonight is Woe to the Shepherds. Woe to the Shepherds. And the theme is Feed the Flock of God. Glory to God. This was Ezekiel, who was a prophet, and the word came to him from the Lord, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds. In other words, he wasn't pleased with the shepherds, but he was against the shepherds of Israel. And he told them to prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord, God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Now, we know that we are living in terrible times, and men are changing up. The shepherds are changing up, and they're going in a different way. A way that God is not pleased with. So he began to speak to Ezekiel, the prophet, and began to tell him to prophesy against these shepherds. And I believe a shepherd is a person who tends to sheep, and they will guide the sheep or guard in the manner of a shepherd. So a shepherd is considered a leader. Now, these were shepherds, but they were faithless. They weren't keeping the faith. And we know that we must keep the faith, as was stated on today. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We must be faithful unto death, no matter what's going on. No matter what happens in our lives, we must maintain that faithfulness to the Lord our God, because he has a crown for everyone that loves his appearing and keeps his commandments and do his will. We must keep the faith. But these shepherds, shepherd that came for faithless. And God knows they began to do their own thing, and the Lord was not pleased with them. So he began to say, woe be to the shepherds of Israel. In other words, sorry to the shepherds of Israel. Glory to God. God was not in fellowship with what they were doing in the way they were living. In verse 3, it says, ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with wool. You're eating the fat, and you're clothing yourself with him and that are fed. But ye eat not the flock. Oh, my God, my God. I'm thinking about this shepherd, and I'm thinking about the flock of God. A flock is a group of animals or sheep, and in this particular chapter, it's typifying the sheep. The sheep of God is a group under the guidance of a leader or a church congregation. Now, if we look around, we can see in the world, we can see how that the church is getting worldly, and the world is getting churchy. Glory to God. The world is wearing hats, and the church people don't want to wear hats no more. Glory to God. They're wearing all kinds of Egyptian hairstyles. Lord, they got all kinds of beads, all kinds of things intertwined in their hands. And I heard when the word of God told Moses, he did not want the children of Israel to be like the Egyptians, nor to adorn themselves like the Egyptians. But my people, they have gone astray, and these shepherds are allowing them to come into the house of God and preach in any kind of way. Hallelujah. The shepherds, they're eating and they're getting full. They are wearing the wool. Hallelujah. And they kill them that are fed. But ye feed not the flock. They're not even feeding the flock of God. They're feeding themselves. They're getting fat and healthy and wearing the luxury clothes. Lord, I tell you, we got to turn from that way. The shepherds need to turn and come back to God. Hallelujah. Yes, they're falling away the way that they used to preach. They don't preach that way no more. The way they used to teach, they don't preach that more. They're not even preaching the word of God. They're preaching out of these new revised Bibles, and they're changing the words of God. But the Bible is letting us know that if any man adds to this book their life, hallelujah, will be taken from the book of life. Glory to God. God said if they add to this book, all these plagues is going to be added unto them.
You're going to be
sorry, sinner. You're gonna be sorry when he sounds the judgment sound. Hallelujah. When that trump is sound, glory to God, you're gonna be sad. And the Bible says all they that are in the grave, hallelujah, they're gonna get up because they're gonna hear the voice of the Lord. And when they hear his voice, they're gonna come forth. Some is gonna come forth to everlasting life. And some are gonna come forth to everlasting damnation. Glory to God. I don't wanna be that one. I wanna rise. I wanna rise in that first resurrection, because the second resurrection had no power. Glory to God. I want to be ready. I don't want to be like these faithless shepherds that are supposed to be leading the people of God. The Bible telling us in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 1, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Sorry unto you, woe unto you. You're going to pay for scattering. You're going to pay for scattering the sheep of his pasture. You see, these sheep is the sheep of God's pastor. It's not our pastor, but it belongs to the Lord. And he said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, he has scattered. Glory to God, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and had not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord of Israel, against, not with, but against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock. You see, oh my God, somebody said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, people are using words, hallelujah, causing people to be scattered abroad, hallelujah, the flock is being scattered, going here, going there, no place to be settled, but they're going from place to place because they have been scattered by who? By the pastors. Hallelujah. They are talking about some of everything. Let me tell you something. Glory to God. When you feed a flock, you furnish them with something essential, something that they can eat. I heard the preacher preach on the other week, said that how their sons have children, but they don't feed the children right. Hallelujah. They give them potato chips in the morning for breakfast and candy, all kinds of things that are not good for them. They need nourishment. They need the right kind of food. They need good breakfast food. They need milk. Hallelujah. Not potato chips. Lord, I think we're living in terrible times. Glory to God. These pastors are feeding the people some of everything, but it's not the right food. Is not nourishing the flock, is not helping the flock to grow, is not helping the flock to grow. grow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says that replants in me that bringeth not fruit is pruned. It is cut down. Glory to God, and is withered. The Lord here purges it, and it is cast into the fire. That's why the church and the people, the sheep of his pastor, they have to grow. Yes. They need sustenance. They need to know how to be able to stand when a sheep is born. Hallelujah, little lamb. Glory to God. It's weak. You have to feed it milk. Glory to God. And sometimes their legs is not strong enough to stand up. They wiggle, they wobble, they fall down. Hallelujah. And this is what happens to God's people sometimes. Newborn babies in Christ desire to spend still milk of the word. Hallelujah.
The Lord spoke in the book of St. John, the
of Jonas thou need more than thee. He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, see my lambs, my lambs. Glory to God. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe the disciples went fishing. And they began to fish. And they pulled all night long. But nothing. They didn't catch anything. And then they kept on fishing. And Jesus appeared before them. He said, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast that net therefore, and they were able to draw up a multitude of fishes. And they began to, somebody made a fire there, and they began to cook the fish, and they began to sit down and dine. Jesus said unto them, bring up what ye had now caught. And they brought up the fish, and Jesus said, come and dine. They began to dine. After they got finished dining, Jesus, he said to Peter, he called him by his name. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these, more than all these fish that you caught? He said, but then, yet, Lord, he said, you know that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him again, second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, thou me? Peter was grieved. Because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. So Jesus confronted Simon and wanted to know, did he love him more than he loved all those fish? And Peter kept saying, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Yes. So Jesus told him to feed his sheep. People whom Jesus and whom the Lord God Almighty called forth into the ministry and put the word of God in them and command them the word of God, they must preach the word and feed the flock of God. Feed them, not beat them. We have preachers today and pastors and shepherds. Instead of feeding the flock, they are beating the flock. Glory, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. They are beating the sheep and saying all manner of things against the sheep. But God, he's going to send judgment, and he's going to pay back those who were faithless. They didn't do the will of God. They didn't feed the sheep, but they beat the sheep. You dragon, not strengthened. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Those who were diseased, you didn't even, they were going through something. They were sick. Hallelujah. And you had some, they go around saying they're sick because they sinned. And that's what they did to Job. When Job was going through his affliction, his friends accused him of sinning. But Job, he held to his integrity. And he held on until God delivered him. But he's saying here, the shepherds, they didn't strengthen the disease. They ridiculed them. They backed off from them. Glory. They backed up off of them. Glory to God. Oh, my God. They turned their back and went the other way. The disease, have you not strengthened? Neither have you healed that which didn't heal them. Glory to God. You said, I can't pray for them. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, I can't. God's word is right. It is faithful. The Bible says in 1 John, I believe it's about the fourth chapter in the book of 1 John. We'll get back to that, but going back here to Ezekiel 34. I mean, the word of God was saying, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Some was driven away by you, but you didn't go. Hallelujah. You didn't go and see about them. Oh, Jesus. You didn't even think about trying to help them to come back. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the fourth verse, the disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away. You drove them away, but then you didn't want to go back and get them. Didn't want to bring them back. Didn't want to heal. They need to heal. But you ain't going to heal. But Jesus said in the word, when they came to Jesus and got Jesus, Jesus went and he healed that man. He healed them. But what did you do? You turned them away. But God is going to pay. God of equity, and he's going to pay every man equally. And we will get each and every one of us due unto us. He said, neither had you bound up that which was broken. Some of them, a broken heart, but you didn't bind them up. But Jesus said in Matthew 4:18, he said he has sent me. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to bring deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Glory to God. And the poor had the gospel preached unto them. But you didn't bind them up. They walked away with a broken heart, cast down. And the Bible said, you didn't bring them back again after you drove them away. Neither have you sought that which was lost, the one that was lost. You didn't go seek them out. But with force and cruel force, had you cruel force. And with cruelty, I tell you, some of these shepherds are Hallelujah. They just want. Tell you, I want $1,000 a week. If you don't bring $1,000 a week, you can't be a part of the church. The devil is alive. Jesus said, not for filthy lucre. No preacher of filthy lucre. We pray to feed the flock of God, to nourish the flock of God, to cause them to develop, to help maintain them, keep the maintenance going on with and make sure the operation continues, the operation of the ministry continues, the sheep continue to grow, and they get nourished, they get encouraged, got to support them. Glory to God.
That's right.
Some of the shepherds, you can't get no support from them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can't get no encouragement from them. Hallelujah. All you get is a beat down. But God, he is not pleased with that. He's not pleased with it. He said in his word, with force and cruelty, some of them are just cruel. I heard one. I was told that one preacher got up to give, and he began to speak, and another preacher that was sitting in a pulpit, I guess he was, I don't know, but he was sitting in a pulpit, and while the preacher was going forth, I guess he was taking too long or something, so he said, sit down. Told him to sit down. But I guess John must have kept on talking. And he had a gun in his pocket. He said, I said, sit down. Cruelty. Ruler with cruelty. And with force. You be surprised of some of the shepherds, so-called shepherds, faithless shepherds, sitting in pulpits with guns. You do something.
Jesus.
With force and cruelty, they are ruling you. The Bible said that they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. After they got scattered, these shepherds, hallelujah, the Bible said there is no shepherd. And the reason there is no shepherd, because they caused the sheep to be scattered, and they caused them to become meat to the beasts of the field, and they were all scattered throughout. That's not a shepherd. If you're scattering the flock, you are not a shepherd. Amen. The Bible says in St. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Bible tells us that a hireling, when he sees the wolf coming, he'll take off and leave the sheep.
Amen. Yes,
he'll leave them because he's a hireling.
Amen.
What kind of shepherd are you? A hireling, a faithless shepherd, a shepherd that speaks with him, rule with on a page. He said, woe unto you.
Whoa.
The shepherd of Israel is a figurative expression referring to the kings and the other political or religious leaders. Back in the Bible days, I believe God called David and made him, over, put him up as the shepherd over Israel. And he began to lead the Israelites. He fought and he led them. Why? Because God called him and God put him in that office. Some people, they haven't been called. They've been put up Amen. I call my God. And that's the reason the sheep are being scattered. In verse 6, it says, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the words of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Those shepherds, they just fed themselves. They didn't see the flock. Glory to God, they didn't search for the flock. And when one went astray, they didn't go after that one. Hallelujah. But they continue to feed themselves and do their own thing. Hallelujah. They are not even worried about that lost sheep or that one that was left behind. Glory, glory. The Bible tells us in St. Luke 4:18 and St. John 21:15, Simon, the son of Jonas, God, he began to say, love thou me more than these. Sometimes you need to ask these shepherds, do you love the Lord more than this filthy lucre? Because that's
all right.
Some of them are just preaching for the lucre. Amen, for the lucre. That's all. The Bible calls it filthy lucre. The love of money is the root of all evil. It causes you to do whatever you want to do and neglect the flock of God. But God's flock is going to be redeemed.
Yeah.
God is going to bring them back. And he said in the same chapter, he's going to bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. And he will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country, all the places where they have been scattered. God is going to bring them back, and he is going to feed them. In the 10th verse, well, I believe that's the 8th verse, he said, as I did say, the Lord died, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not the flock. And that's what a lot are doing today. They feed themselves, but they're not feeding the flock. And the flock is dying. The flock is getting weak. The flock is disencouraged. The flock is being scattered.
Amen.
The Bible says, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds. He keeps saying he's against the shepherds. Why? Because they didn't feed the flock. They refused to feed the flock. And I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. He's going to require it at their hand. And he's going to cause them to stop feeding the flock. Neither shall shepherds feed themselves anymore. They ain't going to be able to feed themselves. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been cloudy and dark days. Glory to God. Going back over to Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and the 2nd verse. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastures that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. You haven't even visited hadn't called them to see how they were doing. You didn't try to find them. You didn't try to find out what's going on. And when they tried to come to you and talk to you, you didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He said, behold, mm-hmm. I will visit upon you the evil of your doing. Saith the Lord, he's going to visit you upon the evils of your doing. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries that I have visited and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Let me tell you something. A good shepherd, if one of those sheep go astray, he will go after that sheep. And the Bible tells us in St. Luke 15th chapter. I know I ain't got much time left, but I'm going to try to get in as much as I can. St. Luke 15:4-7. What man of you has 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. God, he will cause that sheep to be found. If you go after them, you got to go look for them.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of a man. He had a flock of sheep, and the sheep mm-hmm. were going through the mountains. He was guiding them, and one of them got lost. Let me tell you, that man left all those sheep, and it was a lot of them. He left all of them, and he went up in the mountains, and that mountain was steep. And I said to myself, I said, that man is not going to find that sheep. That man went up there, and it took him, I don't know how long it took him, but it took him a long time. But he came back with that sheep, and they were rejoicing. This Bible is right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
99. And go after that one sheep. Hallelujah. The 99 sheep that's doing well. They don't need you to come after them. But that one that's lost, that's the one you need to go after. Jesus
yes.
said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick, hallelujah, they need a physician. Hallelujah. And Jesus came to save the lost sheep of Israel.
Amen.
He came to save us as lost sheep. We were wandering down in Egypt land. We didn't have no guidance. We didn't have no encouragement. We were out there just running around in sin. But God had mercy on us. Hallelujah. He sent his son Jesus. Somebody came to us and preached the word to us and witnessed to us. And we believed
yes.
it and received
yes.
it. And the Lord drew us in out of the muck and mire. He brought us out with a strong arm.
Yes.
The Lord delivered us, and he saved us. He delivered our soul from this sin-cursed world. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God was preached. It was preached unto us, and it was preached unto them back in the days, the Bible days. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, let us go into the next town that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. That's the reason Jesus came forth, to preach unto us, to save us, to go from town to town, from city to city, from country to country, to save, to heal the brokenhearted, those who were sick. Hallelujah. We needed somebody to come to our rescue. We need somebody to help us. Hallelujah. We needed our minds healed. Our hearts needed to be cleansed. And Jesus, he did it for us. Why? Why can't we go see about somebody else? God is good. I'm just going to have to come on in. I'm by no means at all finished.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
But God, he's going to pay them.
Amen.
He said, woe unto them. He's going to pay them back for how they have treated the sheep, the flock of God, the ones that God called out. He called some of us out. We were in the ghetto sin. Some of us was in a terrible situation, terrible condition. But God, he came and drew us out, and he gave us for his own. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it today. Hallelujah. There may be somebody out there. Maybe you have gone astray, and maybe you have been scattered. Maybe you've been diseased. Maybe you've been sick. Maybe you've been brokenhearted. But God is here to deliver your soul right now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We are asking
you
to look upon the souls of men, those who are broken, those who have been scattered abroad, those who have been ruled with brute force and cruelty. Have mercy on them, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. Change their mind. Give them a new mind. Bring them back to you, Lord. Nourish them, Lord. Cherish them, Lord. Soul. Strengthen them, Lord. Heal their bodies, oh Lord. Save them, Lord Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you to support them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, some need to be provided for. Please, Jesus, have your way in their lives.
Change
them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Bring that soul back, Lord, that has gone astray. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, to go after the lost souls. Help us to preach your word. Help us to be the flock of God. Help us to take care of the flock of God. Help us to tell them the truth. Help them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to be sorry that they left you. Help them to be sorrowful that they came in to the devil. Help them, oh Lord, to break up their heart and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Sorry that I've been scattered. Sorry that my heart is broken. Sorry that I gave up on you. Hallelujah. But give them a mind to come on back, Lord. Help them to humble themselves and seek your face and call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Jesus, have mercy tonight. Send mercy, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Jesus, we thank you right now. We believe it for the souls. We believe that you're going to send them back. We believe that you're going to help them to return unto you. We believe that you have promised us the broken heart. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. Jesus, we believe you for the healing of their bodies. And we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
thank you for this broadcast. Thank you. Let's see you in your word. Send your anointing. Have your way. Thank you to the elements. We thank you in faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that we believe you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, can somebody help me praise the Lord right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of
Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. What a powerful message coming through Evangelist May and also the prayer, the anointing of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke, destroys the yoke. Amen. I thank God for that message. It's just like it was a live message. And I truly thank God because it's needed. It needs to go forth as often as possible. Praise be to God, because that is no more than the unadulterated word of God. She preached under the anointing. She preached Amen. The truth. She told us what the word of God says. She just gave us Bible. Hallelujah. Nothing else but true word of God. And I thank the Lord for that message. And this is a warning to all the shepherds. Oh, glory be to God. I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God that my soul is just rejoicing. And I'm so happy that the word of God is coming in this manner. And God knows what our needs are, the times that we're living in. And as she was going forth, and I began to think about how people, they are in this situation by no fault of their own, but there are people who have been elected or voted into office to be a shepherd, and they are just treating the people of God with cruelty. But God is going to hold them accountable for scattering the flock. And this is something that people need to hear. I have heard many people who don't want to come back to church because of the way they were treated, because of what things were said across the pulpit. And we have to get out there and search the flock, the sheep, and bring them on in so that they can be nourished and treated the way God wants them to be. I just thank the Lord for that message. Praise the Lord. And I tell you of a truth, we need to hear that every week to be reminded of what God wants. Praise God. We truly do thank God for that message coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to give it over to our host. God bless. Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Coming to Evangelist Maybell, saying, woe be to the shepherds, feed the flock of God. And she was encouraging the shepherds to feed the flock of God, not ruling with force and cruelty, not for filthy lucre, but, you know, not feeding themselves. And I've heard this message multiple times, and I tell you, it's not getting old at all. This is something that we need to hear. I just want to encourage you, Manage Maybell, to keep on preaching. I don't have any other announcements at this time, but if any clergy want to have remarks, you're welcome to do so if you're already on the line. But other than that, that's all I have. Thank you so much for listening in. Like I said again, to Manage Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. And that's all I have. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do we have anyone on our guest line who would like to have any remarks, anything to say? But if not, praise God. We thank God. We have Evangelist May on the line. Evangelist May?
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I just thank God for the word of God once again. I tell you, I began to get witness to the word of God one of the young brothers that was on the line about a week ago, I believe it was, and he was a former NFL football player, and he was on the line, and I'm told that he said his pastor wants them to give him an additional $150. They're already giving, but he wants them to give them another $150. So to me, that was a witness to the word of God, what the Lord gave, what the Lord said about the shepherd. And then as I was going through my notes and things, I ran across some notes that I had taken from one of our NPMA meetings in 2002, I believe it was. And anyway, I was started reading, and it was the word from the overseer. And he said that he was taking it slow, trying to give us a chance. And he began to speak to the pastors and said, caring for God's people. He said, have God's people together as a flock. Bring God's people together. And these are the exact words coming through the late Bishop Samuel W. Hope. And he began to say that the no preacher or no pastor should be coaxing their members or the people to give to them. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. It's preachers and pastors, you are not supposed to be coaching people to give to you. Mm-hmm. And he was saying a lot of things. He said, we are, it's our duty to fear God and to keep his commandment. It was a lot of things that he stated, but it all coincided with the word of God that was preached on the show today. So God, he doesn't leave himself without a witness.
Amen.
His word is truth. So we just have to, you know, receive the word of God, and we can be blessed if we receive it. So I just thank the Lord. I pray that the Lord will help me to submit myself and to humble myself under the mighty hand of God, that in due season he may lift me up, or whatever he want to do with me, that he would have his way. Just out for the word of God. Thank God for this broadcast. And Evangelist Amin, I'm praying for you and Evangelist Khadija that the Lord will continue to bless you all and bless this broadcast. Those of you that can get a word of prayer, please pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist May and how she has really gone on doing the work of the Lord. And we are so thankful for your prayers and your support. And we are praying for you, and we thank the Lord for you. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged, because I can say of a truth that when we bring forth messages, not everyone is glad to hear it. Not everyone wants to receive it. But when God gives us something to do, I could say about Evangelist May, if God gave it to her, she's going to say it. She's going to do it the way God gave it to her to do. And then whatever happens is not between her and who the word went to, but it's between them and God. Glory to God.
Amen.
So I just thank God for a woman of God who fears the Lord and has a mind to let God have his way. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in and for your prayers and for your support continually. And we want you to know that we love you and that we are for you. And let us continue in prayer one for another and for those who have requested prayer. We thank God for all the people of God. And we do thank God for you. I want to say to you to be encouraged and just take the word of God in
And you'd be amazed and surprised at how many people are afraid of the pastors. I mean, scared of the pastor. Because that pastor is so mean and so cruel to them.
Yes.
They feel like, you know, for the ones who really don't know better, they feel like that's God using them that way. But it's not. So I want you to know that God loves his people. Amen. The sheep of his pastor. He's going to treat them gently. He's meek and lowly in heart. And he's going to treat his flock with love, with kindness, with meekness, with gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
And not going to be cruel and beat people. People are just treated like they're owned. And the pastors don't own the people. This is God's heritage.
That's right. Yep.
Praise God. Amen. But some of them act like they own the people, that these are their people,
mm-hmm.
and they're members. And that's not true. They're only called to feed the flock of God. I thought about what she said about the scripture where Jesus began to turn to Peter and asked him about whether he loved him. And he asked him three times. So that was done for a reason, to invoke a reaction from Peter. And, of course, Peter was bothered by it, but he did say that he loved the Lord more than he loved all those fish that he had. And then Jesus began to tell him, you know, you can dress yourself now. You can get up and go where you want, go and come as you please. But when you get older, somebody else is going to dress you, and they're going to take you places you don't want to go. You don't, and so, in other words, you're not going to be in control anymore. And somebody else is going to have to do these things for you. Praise God. So it's best to do what God has called you to do, and do it according to the will of God, and God will reward you greatly. So I can go on and on, but we do thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for all of you and for your patience. And we're bringing the broadcast to a close. And before we close out, just want to know if anyone has anything final that they would like to say before we conclude the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. I did leave this part out where the overseer, the late overseer, stated, pastors are taking on another spirit that is ruling the people that has to stop. God is the ruler of the people. Glory to God. That is true. God is the
people. Thank God for her bringing that out. That is important to know, that God is the ruler of all. Not man.
Amen.
Praise God. Fear Amen. God. Fear man.
Yeah.
But fear Amen. God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all things. At this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, keep your minds on the Lord. Focus on the Word of God. And prepare for the work of the Lord. From now until you hear the broadcast again, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Have a good evening.